More than 100 starving baby seabirds have been washing to shore on Northern California beaches this summer. Bird rescue experts say this is the same thing that happened when the last El Nino hit, bringing fears that another extreme climate cycle is on the way. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Russ Curtis. He's a spokesman for the International Bird Rescue in Fairfield. Thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy to talk to you on this National Wildlife Day.
What do you think's going on?
Well, what we've seen is quite a few of these common MERS, which look like penguins, coming into our center starting back in July. And I think what the best way we can describe it is that they haven't been able to find the fish stocks that they need to survive.
So the babies are more vulnerable. You would expect to see adult birds as well, but the babies are more vulnerable?
Yes, they are. And what's interesting about common MERS is that they are sort of taught by their fathers after they're 3 or 4 weeks old and plop down into the water, and they learn from their dads how to fish. And typically the dads will take them in places where they can find the fish, but if the dads have to go further to find those fish stocks, the babies sometimes then get left behind. And this is what we saw in a particular bird that showed up at Stenson Beach. We've named them Mara, actually named after a volunteer who kind of wandered into the surf to find this baby MER just kind of bobbing up and down.
And this is just happening with MERS?
It seems to be mainly focused on MERS, although we have seen northern fulmars, which are also what we call pelagic seabirds, birds that live out in the open ocean. So we're starting to see an uptick in those. But we continue to see both of those species come into our center, and a lot of them are coming from Monterey and Santa Cruz area. But there's quite a few that do come in from Ocean Beach up into Marin. There's big colonies of these seabirds even out on the Farallon Islands and even along the coast near Devil's Slide in San Mateo County.
Why wouldn't it affect all baby seabirds?
Well, that's a good question. I think from what we've been able to understand, this particular species has done pretty good at reproducing, so there's lots of them out there. We're not sure why this particular species has been so affected, but we do know that the fish stocks that they really rely on, capelin, is harder and harder to come by. These are very small fish. They're about 8 inches in length, and that's their desired fish, and if they can't find it, they're just not going to survive.
So I guess the bigger question is, what's happening to that particular fish? Why are there so few of them?
Well, and those are things that some of the fishery people have been looking at and really trying to focus better bycatch and actually, you know, better sort of regulations on how much of that bait fish they do pull out of the sea. We've seen decreases in a lot of foraging fish, and seabirds are usually a pretty good indicator of what's going on in the fisheries. And as you know, the fisheries have been struggling. We even have a hard time getting the fish to feed, and the price has gone up. Our fish bill is now probably double what it was last year.
Wow. So what really can be done about this?
Well, for us, we're the first, the first stop for these birds when they're picked up by the public and brought into our center in Fairfield. We do the best we can. Most of these will be fed and then as soon as they're old enough, then released back into the wild. So we give them a second chance. I think for all of us, it's another indicator of a changing ocean environment. The seas seem to be warming. I know that especially in Southern California, they've seen really high temperatures. Maybe this foretells an El Nino year. We're not sure, but it certainly is a concern of ours.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. We have been talking with Russ Curtis. He is a spokesman for the International Bird Rescue in Fairfield.